You're listening to Public Safety First, a podcast to help you learn about the First Responder Network Authority and how you can be part of the future of public safety technology. And now, your host.
Welcome to the Public Safety First podcast. I'm Gary McCarher, and I serve as the Fire Service Lead for the First Responder Network Authority. I'm joined today by Chief Lloyd Settner of the Chesterfield County Fire and EMS in Chesterfield County, Virginia. Chief Settner's fire service career spanned over four decades. He got a start in the fire service as a volunteer firefighter rescue squad member, and since then has served in several leadership roles at the state, local, and national levels. He is currently the president of the Metropolitan Fire Chiefs Association and has been chief of Chesterfield County since 2008. Chief, I'm really happy that you were able to spend some time with me today and talk about the fire service and honoring our firefighters. So welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Gary. Look forward to our conversation today.
Great. So why don't you start, tell us a little bit about yourself and your career.
Sure. I was influenced at a very early age by my father, who had actually been a volunteer firefighter when he was in high school in our hometown of Virginia Beach. He was a volunteer back in the 1950s, and that was before the city of Virginia Beach was even formed. It was still Prince of Sand County. And so most of the fire and EMS services in the area were provided by volunteer firefighters. He went on to pursue a career in the building trades. He was a pipe fitter for many years, but he always had a very keen interest in the fire service. And so whenever he was at home and the rooftop siren of the fire station around the corner from our house would sound, I guess I was probably about 4 years of age when this started, put me in the car, we'd race up, park across the street from the fire station, the volunteer firefighters would come in and pick up the rigs, and we'd follow them to the fire and watch them go to work. And then a few years later, I learned that you could become a junior volunteer firefighter at that very same fire station, which was literally blocks away from our house. And so when I turned 15, a few months before I started my sophomore year in high school, my dad took me to the fire station, signed me up, and really the rest is sort of history. By that time, the Virginia Beach Fire Department had placed career firefighters in all the old former volunteer fire stations, and they really took me under their wing. I was able to ride along with them. I spent nights, weekends, holidays, all summer at the fire station, and they really prepared me for a career in the fire service. My first job was with the Norfolk International Airport Fire Department, literally weeks after I graduated from high school. And then about 6 months later, I got picked up by the City of Norfolk Fire Department. And I worked my way up through the ranks there to ultimately become fire chief. And so over a 27-year career, I served 6 years as Norfolk's fire chief. And then I had the great opportunity to be able to come to a wonderful organization such as Chesterfield Fire and EMS in 2008, and I've been the fire chief there ever since.
Outstanding. So I understand your family tie, but did you ever consider any other career, or was it always the fire service?
Well, before I learned that you could be a career firefighter and get paid for that, for whatever reason, wanted to be a dentist and then an architect. I like to design things. I like to think of new and creative ways to do things. Unfortunately, the math calculations created a lot of problems for me. So that was not a long-term fit. But I thought, well, maybe I could become an architect and be a volunteer firefighter on the side. And then once I got involved in the fire service as a volunteer firefighter and got paired up with those career firefighters, I said, wow, this is what I want to be. So during my time with the Norfolk Fire Department, I completed my associate's degree. I went on for a bachelor's degree in fire administration and ultimately a master's in public administration. And then I had a wonderful opportunity to attend the executive fire officer program at the National Fire Academy. So when you look at the career in the fire service, there's so many opportunities that you get, not only, you know, to learn new skills and ways of doing things, but also the localities very often have tuition assistance programs. And so you can go to college on your days off and finish your college degree almost debt-free.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So as you look on your career, what would you consider your proudest moments and greatest accomplishments so far?
Well, you know, I look back over 45 years of service. You know, there's so many examples of things that I could put on a list of things that I'm very proud of. But in the spirit of International Firefighters Day, I really have to go back to the story I just told. I'm so proud that I harnessed that spark that I had at a very early age to pursue a career in the fire service. When I was growing up, I was bored with school. I was not an athlete. And so suddenly I found myself becoming part of something that was much bigger than I was. It was a very close team environment that was nurturing, that helped you excel in your job, in your role in that organization. And it really became a calling for me to be in the fire service. And all the rest that I've been able to accomplish over those years is because of that spark that I've had that I still have today. I get up in the morning, you know, as fire chief, and I look forward to coming to work. Now, I may go home very tired at the end of the day, but nonetheless, I'm always eager to get into the office and start the work of the department each and every day.
Yeah, it certainly is one of the best jobs in the world, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. So International Firefighters Day will be commemorated on May 4th. What does that mean to you? And what do you think it should mean to the fire service community?
I think it's a great opportunity to recognize the sacrifices of our firefighters, not just here in the United States, but really around the world. That's why it's International Firefighters Day. I think it's important for our communities to not forget the risks that our firefighters take each and every day in serving their communities. And those risks aren't getting any easier. Those challenges that they're faced with aren't getting any less challenging. And so I think this is a great opportunity to say thanks to our firefighters for each and everything that they do every day.
And I know we talk about in the fire service, the family environment, and you really can find that internationally, and you certainly have traveled abroad. What were your experiences with that?
So I found that, you know, no matter where you go in the world, if you get with a group of firefighters, you quickly realize that they have the same DNA. So the fire service on the international scene is very similar to how we operate here in the U.S. They may do things a little bit differently, but they all face the same challenges.
Remarkable. What would your message be to firefighters on this day of remembrance for the fire service?
My message really needs to be to my colleagues who are fire chiefs. And it goes back to something, a fire chief that I worked for a number of years ago. He told me one day that if I don't show up for work today, the show goes on, things get handled. But if the firefighters don't show up, we're in real trouble. And that is very true. If you don't have motivated firefighters who are adequately trained, who are properly led and appropriately resourced, you're in trouble as a leader, your organization is in trouble, and your community is in trouble. And so it behooves all of us as fire chiefs to make sure that we come to work every day and do what we can to make sure that our firefighters on the front lines, the ones who are actually taking the risks in our community, are protected, they're supported, and we do everything we can to make sure that they go home safely at the end of each shift.
Great message. So, Chief Senator, I really want to thank you for all of your hard work in advancing the American Fire Service and honoring the firefighters who we all work with. I admire and appreciate your dedication and passion for the fire service. So thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening today. We're excited to have you join our podcast community. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. You can learn more about the First Responder Network Authority at firstnet.gov and learn about FirstNet products and services at firstnet.com.